To Doriath, Turin could not, or in pride, would not, return. To Nargothrond, since the fall of Felagund, none were admitted. To the lesser folk of Haleth in Brethil, he did not deign to go, and to Dor Lomin he did not dare, for it was closely beset, and one man alone could not hope at that time, as he thought, to come through the passes of the Mountains of Shadow. Therefore, Turin abode with the outlaws, since the company of any men made the hardship of the wild more easy to endure, and because he wished to live and could not be ever at strife with them, he did little to restrain their evil deeds. Thus he soon became hardened to a mean and often cruel life, and yet at times pity and disgust would waken him, and then he was perilous in his anger. In this evil and dangerous way, Turin lived to that year's end, and through the need and hunger of winter, until stirring came, and then a fair spring. Now in the woods of Teiglin, as has been told, there were still some homesteads of men, hardy and wary, though now few in number. Though they loved them not at all, and pitied them little, they would in bitter winter put out such food as they could well spare, where a gaur waith might find it. And so they hoped to avoid the bandit attack of the famished. But they earned less gratitude so from the outlaws than from beasts and birds, and they were saved rather by their dogs and their fences. For each homestead had great hedges about its cleared land, and about the houses was a ditch and a stockade, and there were paths from stead to stead, and men could summon help at need by horn calls. But when spring was come, it was perilous for the Gaurwaith to linger so near to the houses of the woodmen, who might gather and hunt them down. And Turin wondered, therefore, that Forweg did not lead them away. There was more food and game and less peril away south, where no men remained. And one day Turin missed Forweg, and also Undrog, his friend, and he asked where they were, but his companions laughed. "Away on business of their own, I guess," said Ulrad. "They will be back before long, and then we shall move. In haste, maybe, for we shall be lucky if they do not bring the hive bees after them." The sun shone, and the young leaves were green, and Turin was irked by the squalid camp of the outlaws, and he wandered away alone far into the forest. Against his will he remembered the hidden kingdom, and he seemed to hear the names of the flowers of Doriath as echoes of an old tongue almost forgotten. But on a sudden he heard cries, and from a hazel thicket a young woman ran out. Her clothes were rent by thorns, and she was in great fear, and stumbling she fell gasping to the ground. Then Turin, springing towards the thicket with drawn sword, hewed down a man that burst from the hazels in pursuit, and he saw only in the very stroke that it was Forweg.